It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thoughts on George Pickens and that situation? 412-928-9370. Played 34 of 57 snaps. Was watching from the sidelines when they're desperately trying to win a game. He's by far their best and maybe only legitimate wide receiver option. And obviously something is afoot. When Mike Tomlin says there's no underlying story, I guess he is right. It's not underlying. There's an obvious story, right, Bob? There's an obvious story here going into this
week. I mean, there has to be. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me unless you're benching the guy or taking snaps away. Snap management is like a new word, a new phrase.
He compared it to Cam Hayward. He compared it to a 36-year-old defensive end or defensive tackle, whatever the hell you want to call him. He's comparing it to that? What are we talking about here?
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense that way. It doesn't. He is your one legitimate offensive weapon at wide receiver for now. That's it. And you got to figure out ways to scheme him open and deliver the ball to him. He should not be
easier
on the field for 34 of 58
snaps. I agree with that.
Or 57 snaps, whatever it was.
Easier said than done to scheme him open when you have no alternate weapons on the outside. None. I mean, that'd take a lot of scheming. He's got to make plays too, by the way.
Well,
he's had chances to make plays.
How many catches did Freiermuth have, just out of curiosity? Got the shovel pass for the
two,
touchdown.
Maybe
two.
Yeah.
I mean, these are guys that we talked about as being principal parts of this offense.
Yeah.
And yet the targets and the receptions don't add up to that point.
By the way, Bob, just to fill in a blank here before we get to Kabali on George Pickens, Captain Ahab was the guy in Moby Dick, and apparently at the end he gets eaten by Moby Dick. So not many of us had a worse ending than the Steelers last night, but apparently Captain Ahab did. Yes, Limits?
Yeah, you know, drowning inside of a whale's mouth would probably be a bad way to go.
All right. Kabali had the binoculars trained on George Pickens on the sidelines. What did he see? Here's Kabali with the morning show.
Either he thinks we're stupid, which, you know, could be the truth, but my goodness, you think we're going to buy this one? That we're just trying to, you know, limit his reps, sort of like the 38-year-old defensive lineman just had his groins ripped off of his pelvis area. No, there's something going on here. I mean, I don't know what. I'll tell you what part of the game was very fascinating to me. I might have missed an entire quarter, but the binoculars on the bench watching George Pickens was very entertaining. And it reminds me of the time of I used to do that with Ben and AB when they would just totally ignore each other, the strangest thing ever. Then they would come back on a Wednesday and say, yeah, we're just friends. You guys are just making up stuff. No, I saw you not talking to the quarterback, the receiver at all. That's not the case. Terrible body language. Throwing helmets. And I'm not going to say specific names here, but this one time, and I was just shocked, he went over, was not happy that he was probably not playing, sat on a bench next to a player. The player immediately got up, walked two benches to the right, and sat next to the punter.
Mm. Wow.
Mm. I was like, whoa.
Interesting stuff. Yes, Bob? And apparently didn't talk to anybody in the locker room after the game. Reporters.
Well, I don't like that look. I don't like that look either.
And just
at
left.
Some point you have to, you know, man up. You're in there. people have questions, answer the questions. Bob, it's not that hard to do.
A lot of teams stayed away from George Pickens in the draft. Are they going to be sorry that they did? Are they already sorry that they did? Because he has been productive and has helped them win games. Or are they going to be proven right someday? Tomlin really bristled when he was asked upon drafting Pickens, what about the red flags? And he essentially said that was all bull crap, all made up stuff. No problems with this guy. I wonder how he feels today, because he just benched him last night, and Cabali's right about that. That was a ridiculous explanation. Let's hear one more time what Tomlin said last night as to why his best, his only wide receiving threat was on the sidelines watching the Steelers desperately try to win a game.
You know, we just wanted to kind of minimize his reps in an effort to get more productivity. You know, we just trying to rep manage in terms of the totality of the big picture. He wasn't less of a focal point in terms of our intentions of what we wanted to do offensively, but we did want to cut his reps a little bit in an effort to get higher quality play just in general.
Again, that's the most
I don't understand
euphemistic,
how that
euphemistically
can be
described benching in NFL history. And he was less of a focal point. You know why, Bob?
Because he never had any snaps or
he was watching from the bench.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.